take time to be holy. I think that the title of that song is a little bit misleading. Maybe we should call it, It Takes Time to be Holy. You've got to give God time in order for Him to cause His holiness, the beauty of His holiness to be seen in your life. I was mentioning something in our prayer meeting this afternoon, that the word holy, H-O-L-Y, having our lives yielded. I like that acronym. Having our lives yielded. I think it was Chuck Swindoll or Charles Stanley or somebody like that that said something to this effect, that they had tried so hard to be holy, so hard to please the Lord. There were some things in their life that they needed to change, and they failed. And then they asked the Lord to forgive them, and they promised the Lord they were going to try a lot harder now. And they really determined to try harder, to do better. And so they tried and tried, and they failed again. They got up again. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Lord. I know I've asked you to forgive me for this already, but I've fallen again. But Lord, I promise you I'm going to try even harder. And they got under such a strain, trying harder and harder all the time. And the harder they tried, the harder they fell. And then the Lord showed them, I don't want you to try harder. I want you to yield yourself more. I want you to yield yourself to the Holy Spirit more. Use that energy and that determination to get close to God, to yield yourself to the Lord. The Holy Spirit lives in you. He is holy. And if you'll yield yourself to Him, He'll live out His holiness in your life. You know, we can talk about that, but it's a lesson that only you can learn between you and the Lord. Sometimes we think we're trusting the Lord, and we find out we're really trusting in our own strength. But then the Lord shows us, no, you've been trusting yourself. Get up again, and this time, put your trust in me. Get close to me. Open your heart. Worship me. And just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we sing songs about the Spirit, and I know sometimes that fits better with the music, but I always like to sing Holy Spirit, because He's not just a spirit, but He's the Holy Spirit. And He is our holiness. And so as we open our hearts to Him, He just lives that holy life through us. And it's not us trying and failing and trying harder and failing harder, but it's somehow just resting in faith and yielding ourselves to God and learning to let the Holy Spirit live out His life, that wonderful life of Jesus. But it takes time in the presence of God. As our sister Aletha said, as she came and just spent time in the presence of God, she doesn't know how He did it or even that it was being done, but the Holy Spirit was changing her. Praise God. And it was such a natural thing. And so, let's sing about it. Take time to be holy. Okay.
mornings ago, there was a request saying, "Holy, holy, holy." One of the verses there says, "All the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea." And just now we sang another song about casting our crowns down. And Dad and I had the chance to listen to a minister speak a few months ago, and he spoke from Revelation 4 and 5. And he said, the first thing you'll notice when you get to heaven is that you have a crown. And the second thing you'll notice when you get to heaven is that you can cast that crown down before the Lord. And I'm so thankful for what it means that we belong to the family of God. And there's another song. He maketh the rebel a priest and a king. He hath bought us and taught us this new song to sing. Unto him who has loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. I'm just so thankful tonight. I felt it would be wrong if I didn't once again thank the Lord for his great love for me and for what his blood has done.
Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to